So this is like the fourth time I've told you about my haunted house, right?
Yes.
I kind of feel like I only talk about myself now. Like, I feel like we're doing too much about my haunted house. Can you do too much ghostly shit?
This is the third season. And it's like twice a season. So it's fine.
It's not so bad. This one was probably the most, I guess, validating one that's ever happened. It was actually kind of, wasn't really scary. It was just kind of wish they wouldn't have done it situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is J&T Unsolved. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
All right, so the other night, my buddy Scotty and his wife came by.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona yep. and me.
Hang that around him. He is not happy about it. You know why? His last girlfriend cheated on him. Potentially.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
We don't know for sure that she did do that. I know we're getting off topic here. They were dating for like... just say forever, yeah. Honestly, for a long fucking time. And then they got engaged. And then like almost like 1 year after the engagement, she just, I lie to you. They were engaged. They already had a wedding venue picked out. I think her aunt put the money down for it. He was getting ready to get tuxes. She was in the middle of trying on wedding dresses.
Was this bitch's name Fiona by any chance?
No.
Oh man, that would have made
it. We call her Shitney.
So, Brittany?
Whitney. anyways, they were just getting ready to get married, and she called it off. Just ended it all. And then, like, a couple weeks later, was already dating some other dude who was, like, really old. I think he was, like, 38. So, yeah. We had been singing that song to him for years, and he never liked it. And then that happened, and then, like, he really don't like it now. So, anyways, Scotty brings his wife by. Because he's now married to another lady, obviously. And they were just coming to hang out because we hadn't seen him in a little bit. And we were just shooting the shit. I was sitting at the breakfast bar. You know where my countertops are.
Yeah.
Compared to my kitchen table. And he was sitting at the kitchen table with his wife. Nicole was sitting. Well, she was actually standing opposite side of the countertop of me looking at the kitchen table. And we were just talking, and mid conversation, like his wife's just saying shit and she's talking about whatever the fuck she's talking about. And then just mid sentence changes to your door's open right now. So the back door opened on its own. And Scotty was like, that door was closed. I'm pretty sure that door was fucking closed. And so I got security cameras and I got door sensors and shit. And the only way for the door sensor to say closed is for the door to be closed and latched.
Yeah.
If it doesn't do that, it's not closed. And it'll tell you that it says it's open. Well, so I went back in the cameras or back in the security app and I pulled up the, I scrolled through the times and like 30 minutes before that, it said door opened at whatever, I think it was whatever 520, I think it was like 522 in so many seconds.
Yeah.
And then door closed at 522 in so many seconds. So it closed. And then at 7 something, the door opened on its own, which is really fucking weird.
Do you have a camera facing that door?
No. Well, we should, but we didn't.
Yeah, y'all, we're gonna have to change that.
Every time I've tried to set up cameras after we've had something happen, nothing happens. It's fucking weird.
I understand that, but that's still, you need a camera either right outside your door or you need one inside facing your door.
Yeah, probably so I can look at that door handle.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying if anyone gets into your house.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit about that. I don't want to see them steal my shit. You know what I mean? I got cameras outside the door exits so they can, like, I'll see them leaving and coming. I just don't want to see him stealing my shit inside my house. I don't need to. I've had a real problem lately with my door locking when we go out of it. It's kind of aggravating. You know, a lot of times you can like bump the door lock.
Yeah.
If I've been doing that, I've been doing that way too often lately because it's like damn near every day I close the fucking door and I go back inside and the fucker's locked.
Yeah.
And I have to try to find a way to break in. And it pisses me the fuck off. Because, like, my mom's house, if you like turn the door on, if you turn the doorknob one way and then let go really fast and it like flicks,
yeah, it'll lock itself. Our front door does that.
Mine won't do it. You actually have to turn that motherfucker and it pisses me off because it's almost like I'm locking it and then I'm leaving and I don't believe I'm doing that. But it's happening a shitload. So for years we've been telling Scotty and them about all the shit and I never really thought they believed me. So now they witnessed the door open on its own. So that was pretty cool.
I might have to come over more often.
Yeah. 3 or 4 days after that, Nicole was in the kitchen and she came in the bedroom. Pale white.
She did.
Yeah. Pale white, scared to fucking death. She's like, the door fucking opened again. And I know for a fact it was closed. I was like, well, let's look at the fucking security shit. And lo and behold, it was fucking closed. So yeah, we now lock the top lock. We're probably eventually going to have to put one of them little Jeffrey Dahmer door things at the top, you know, so nobody can break in and out.
Yeah, we have
no, not the chain, the little slide, like the toilets at the fucking public.
Yeah, ours has that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna need one of those soon. So it's getting a little weird.
Ours does that, but it's also it keeps the chain from someone being able to like put anything in and wiggling the chain out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing, I have these new lights for the window for the Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
You control them with an app on the phone.
Oh, and, that's dope as fuck.
It's LED strip lights. And I also have them behind the TV and under the counter. And they look really good. But sometimes they turn on their own. Like the app is closed.
Is it... Are they just plugged into the wall?
Yeah.
Are they on Wi-Fi or are they on Bluetooth?
Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So the way it works is they're Bluetooth to your phone, so yeah, they can communicate to the phone, but they're connected to Wi-Fi, so they can communicate.
Okay, I wouldn't think too much about that because the lights in the office, they're on Bluetooth. The ones by the our mm-hmm. podcast setup, mm-hmm. they're on Bluetooth. And if it loses connection to Bluetooth, it will do that and turn on even if I have them off.
Should they turn on to the last setting they were on or should they just turn on to white?
It depends on how they're set up.
Because mine, if you lose power and you plug them back in, like if you unplug and plug them again,
yeah,
if they were on any other color,
they don't default? Do that.
Yeah, defaults back to white.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been doing it a lot lately. It's kind of aggravating.
Is it defaulting to white or are they just turning on randomly?
They're just turning on.
It might just be between, or do you have it's a connected both to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth? Or is it just connected to one?
I think I honestly don't know how it fucking works. I just know that like when I had to connect them to my phone had to have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on.
So it might be that's the only issue with those fucking things. And it depends on how it's set up and the firmware and all that. Mm-hmm. If it loses connection to one, it might be turning off and then, or it might just be like, oh, I can connect to this and my last setting on this was on, so I'm going to turn on.
Yeah, I was thinking it was either something to do with the app, they have a mind of their own, or maybe a radio frequency. Like, because it's really, they come with a remote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's no different than having an Xbox controller nearby or a TV remote and they just have the same frequency at some point.
Yeah.
It triggers them.
It's all, if it's remote, it's all IR.
Yeah.
Infrared. So yeah, hell, you turn TV on and it might just interfere with it and turn it on.
Yeah. But the most annoying things right now is the doors opening on their own. So, and not the good ones either, because my motherfucking cat gonna run away or something.
Is there anything else going on? Or is that
other than the doors locking themselves? And I swear to God it's not me, but it might be. I know for a fact the doors opening is right now not explainable. I can't explain that.
So they have moved from the bedroom. Oh, wait, no, because you moved the pictures into the living room.
They've always been in Emmeline's bedroom and the kitchen.
Yeah.
Always. But the old lady died in the dining room. because that's where her bedroom was at.
Okay.
So.
Well, that would explain that one then.
Because remember the cabinet door slamming?
Yeah.
We've had that happen 4 times. And my mom's an idiot. My mom was like, well, if the cabinet doors are slamming, maybe in their realm, there was a door there. And I'm like, that's where the motherfucking fridge was at. She's like, well, maybe they're trying to get some milk. Bitch, no, the fuck they're not. They ain't trying to get the goddamn milk. They're dead.
Oh, my God.
If they're getting, like, come on. Like, seriously. And I can't even tell you which cabinet it is, honestly. So, I don't know which cabinet, because I'm never there when it slams. And the doors are all, they're all closed. So, that means one of them is opening and then slamming. But, I don't know. I can't figure that one out, neither. That one's weird.
But other than that, what are the blinds still opening or any of that
good stuff? I haven't done that in forever.
Since you moved them out of the guest room?
No, I mean, shit. That stopped happening way before.
Okay.
Yeah, it really hadn't happened in a long, long time.
Well, last time it happened was... What?
It's over a year ago.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. When everything got really, really active, like everything was happening, like that one bedroom
right
was
always opening. Right when we started the podcast?
Pretty much. It just felt like every night there was something new and it was getting a little aggravating.
Yeah.
And then I walked in that room and I said, will you please stop? And then we didn't have anything for 8 months.
Man. Okay.
Yep.
Well, this is the first. The Equinox was 2 days ago. So now it's like officially spooky season.
Yeah, this happened before that, though.
Yeah.
Because this was...
I mean, no, I'm saying your shit should start ramping up a little bit.
Maybe. We'll see. Hope not.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hope not. I always thought it was maybe the Halloween decorations. Like inviting them in yeah. some way. I don't fucking know.
They have been up for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
At least it wasn't like a graveyard this year.
Sometimes my neighbor's security camera. So my neighbor's security camera is pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. It's got facial recognition and other things like that. So like if he walks up to the door, it'll say Ronnie is at the door.
Yeah.
If his wife walks up and say Brittany, it's learned his mom, it's learned his mother-in-law and his father-in-law, people that visit a lot, you can go in the thing and like update their faces.
Oh, okay.
So like when someone walks up, it'll ding your phone and say somebody's at the door, you'll know, just get up and answer the fucking door.
Yeah.
You know? So if I walk up, it'll say unrecognized face. So sometimes between like 11 o'clock and 6 a.m, his camera will just say unrecognized person at the door and there's literally nobody there.
Well, that's
not, no car will pass by. Literally nothing will happen. There won't be like a, there won't be a light that flashes, you know, cause like say I ran by with a flashlight
yeah.
and just fucking flashed and just kind of like made it change its settings for its infrared night vision. None of that. There's literally no change whatsoever. And it'll just say unrecognized persons at the door. And there won't be anybody there. He caught like some like, I wouldn't say they're bugs because of how large they were, but they were really good circles.
Mm-hmm.
But they looked like fog. And they moved like along his fucking camera one night. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
He said he didn't know what it was. He didn't know why it was doing it. It was kind of weird.
While we're on the paranormal subject, did we ever get in touch with that lady to do her house?
No, she stopped replying.
Okay.
Yep. So I never reached back out.
We haven't heard anything from the people in Centronelle. We'll have to reach
that sucks. Out. I really wanted to do that one.
And Veet stopped replying to us too, didn't they?
They didn't even reply. They just read it and never said shit.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to believe in their stuff.
Yeah. You know,
they'd rather just hope that nothing ever happens.
We need to book the Fort Gaines.
Fort Gaines, across the bay?
No, or is that Fort Morgan? Which one was it?
Fort Morgan.
It was Fort Morgan. We need to book
in Gulf Shores?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to.
But you guys stop doing furniture so we can do the podcast.
I can't. I actually just picked up another gig today. It's a really good one too. I'm not gonna lie. I was surprised she bid on the price. I really didn't think she was gonna agree to it. But yeah. Did I ever tell you about the circumstances of us being furniture people?
You did at the comic book convention.
Okay, yeah. Thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to. Did we ever decide a date to do the Fort Morgan?
No. I ain't got time for the next fucking till probably February.
Oh, because they've got the. Oh, fuck. It went away.
Wouldn't this shit be at night, though?
Yeah, this is at night.
Oh, yeah, I got time.
I don't do furniture. Send it to me.
I don't do furniture at night.
Let me find it. You send it to me.
I do furniture on Fridays. Nicole does furniture on Saturdays, and we do furniture on Sundays. And then sometimes during the week, we just tinker, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the thing you sent me because it's all month, all October long.
Is it through? Would it be like large groups?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I think me and you could just like go off on our own though.
Look here, bitch. All right, Karen, you're going to fucking stay back and you're going to let us learn this fucking show. I'm going to punch you in the goddamn tit.
All right, I'm trying to find it.
He called me a Karen. I'm going to kick him in the cock. I had an argument with a Karen on Facebook the other day. This bitch got duck Jeep. Do you know what that is? People who drive Jeeps put ducks on other people's Jeeps. It's a thing.
They
just do it. Rubber ducks, all right? What? So, like, you'll see Jeeps with, like, hundreds of fucking rubber ducks on their dash because it's ducks that they've either bought or have been put on their Jeeps. They usually just will set it, like, on the door handle because it sets really easily on the door handle.
Yeah.
This is not part of the episode. All right, so we're pretty much done with that until I say the outro. But so it's called duck Jeep. And typically you'll get a duck if it's a double. So like say you already got a unicorn duck and you get a unicorn duck, you give that to someone else. And or if not, you go buy a new duck and give somebody else a duck. It goes on across America. It started in Canada. It's a normal fucking thing amongst Jeep owners. Only Jeep owners do it. So this bitch is shopping at Target, all right? She's a black old lady, old as fuck. Somebody puts a duck on her Jeep. So she called her daughter and told her daughter that she thinks she's trying to be trafficked, human trafficking, because they put a duck on her Jeep. Because she saw on Facebook that people are putting drugged rags and napkins on your cars to make you pass out so they can attack you. That's fucking stupid. But that's what she told him. And so she looks over and there's like a van, a utility van that looks like he's like an AC guy or like he works on TVs or some shit. Is like parked on the left. She was able to fucking come out of her parking spot and get behind him and take pictures of his license plate. And she said that he followed her for like so many miles and she was genuinely concerned that he was trying to human traffic her. So she didn't mess with the duck. She said she took her shoe off and she like flicked the duck onto the ground. Literally everyone in the comment section was like, bitch, you just got ducked. That's all it is. It's a Jeep thing. It's normal. And everyone's like, man, I thought all Jeep owners knew about this shit. And so she was super pissed because everyone was making fun of her. And she was like, I genuinely thought I was trying to be human trafficked. And she wouldn't take the post down. She just left it up there. Oh, so like, there's a bunch of old people who were like, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for letting us know the dangers of ducks. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. It's a game. Literally, it's supposed to be like a good feeling thing. Some woman was like, I'm just trying to spread one duck. Trying to spread happiness one duck at a time. Because she started it like, I think it was like right after COVID happened and like people just started getting real down and stuff. So to lighten the mood of a lot of Jeep owners, she started duck Jeep up in like Ontario and she posted on TikTok and it like took off. So everyone started doing it. And this Like, how are you supposed to be human trafficked? But he was able to get behind the motherfucker and take a picture of his license plate. If he did follow her, the only reason why he followed her is because the stupid bitch was behind him taking pictures of his license plate. And he's like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? I'm trying to figure out where the fuck she's going. You know, like, you were being weird first. Stupid bitch. She said I was the most disrespectful motherfucker in town.
Good.
Because I told her, I said, if you don't like Doug Doug Jeep, sell your Jeep. That was my comment. Right. And everyone's like, why do you got to be so disrespectful? I'm like, it's literally a game called Doug Doug Jeep. She called me ignorant. And she I said, ignorant. Yeah, I said, ignorance is lack of knowledge. And I said, you had the lack of knowledge of Doug Doug Jeep. So therefore, you're the ignorant one. She got really pissed and said I was super disrespectful. So you're stupid.
Yeah. Okay, so Fort Morgan, October 22nd, October 29th, 7 p.m. until $45 a piece.
I can't do either one of those.
Okay. Well, it's sold out anyway.
Yeah, October 22nd is my birthday, so I always go out to dinner with Nicole. And then October 29th, we have friends coming over for Halloween.
That's fine. They're sold out.
I wonder if we could get with them about doing one on our own.
It's through Pensacola History and Hauntings Ghost Tour, so we could probably get in contact with them.
Yeah, and see what the fuck else they have. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they do like Seville Quarter and all that.
Seville Quarter.
Yeah. Downtown Pensacola.
It's like buildings and stuff?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I could dig it. You driving, though.
That's fine. Well, cool. We're taking your Honda, though.
No.
Why?
I'll pay for your gas.
You would rather... What?
Yeah. Yeah, I will pay for your gas so you can drive your truck.
Why don't you just drive your good gas mileage vehicle?
Oh, because I'm going to turbo that bitch and make it not good gas mileage.
It's still so better gas mileage than my truck.
It probably would be, wouldn't it?
I get roughly like 20 miles to the gallon. Oh, you're fucker. 16. You fucking lie.
Oh, man.
You get 16 if you go on 120.
Oh, no doubt. Let me do the outro. You should do the outro.
Well, then do it.
Do it, son.
Oh, fuck you. All right. Well, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And Pornhub, two dudes have sex with a ghost. Dude, it's going to be a good video. Swear to God.
Someone's
going to
be searching Pornhub for these videos. They probably will never find them.
They're going to be real upset.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be more upset that they didn't find them. See, Tim, you need to get
to it. So I've got to get to it.
You need to fuck a succubus.
It's just going to be me fucking the air.
Yeah, it'll be like that on Scary Movie 2, whenever that lady, she's getting her head plowed into the wall by that ghost. She's still wearing her underwear. It's a good scene. No, that was the first movie that ever got me just stiff-armed.
Jesus Christ.
Man, it was a nice scene. It was better than the scene where the clown had sex with the dude, okay? That scene was not cool.
All right. Follow us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, not YouTube. Possibly
and definitely not YouTube, but definitely the hub.
We're going to put our paranormal videos back on Pornhub.
Two dudes have sex with a ghost.
That's just our paranormal investigation.
No doubt.
So, the bad thing is, someone will find it. They'll watch 30 minutes of it, like, where's the fucking...
Somebody will comment, where's the dick? Where's the pussy and where's the ass? Came here for ass and bubblegum, and all I have is bubblegum. All right, well, good night and good haunts.